You go full project manager for 48 hours, like color code the crap out of it, your existence, and then you like burn out. Welcome to the Anxious ADHDer, the podcast of brains that don't always play by the rules. I'm Jess, your host, your resident overthinker, and today I'm pretending I have my life together for the next 10 minutes. In this episode, I'm talking about something that has me personally in a chokehold. And you know what that is? It's productivity. Or, if I'm going to be more accurate, the ADHD anxiety version of productivity, also known as when you panic with a planner. So my brain is convinced that a new notebook basically equals a new me, a new fresh start, so to speak, when it comes to productivity. You know that rush where you got fresh paper, new pens, like that false sense of hope? You've gone on Amazon, next day delivery, of course, because no time like the present. Get this little dopamine boost, being like, yeah, this is the time I'm going to get my productivity life together again. And yeah, that dopamine hit lasts, I don't know, a day, maybe two, if I'm lucky. And then like, poof, it is gone. It's what I like to call, wait for it, the productivity paradox. Yes, well, I've literally never called it that until today. And that is really a cycle where your anxiety screams, you're not doing enough. So my friend ADHD pipes in being like, okay, cool, let's fix that. New system, new planner, new app, and you know what? New friggin' vibe. You go all full project manager for 48 hours, like color code the crap out of it, your existence, and then you like burn out. And of course, what happens? Anxiety's bad. A little vulnerable, being like, oh, wow, really? You gave up again? And you are just sitting there like, yes, I did. Now go away. Let's break it down because I've basically lived this one on a loop. ADHD brains, they love novelty, right? Anything new and exciting. I'm like a magpie. I love shiny things, but anxiety brains love control. So anything like predictable and safe, something that I can kind of, you know, I won't spiral, basically. And what happens when those two team up? Friggin' chaos, carnage. And it's literally like being dragged between let's start five new projects and then let's overthink all of them until we do none. And somehow we end up, I mean, I certainly end up exhausted and like guilty, even though technically not really done anything. Let's talk story time because I can't be the only one who does this. Well, hopefully not. This might be a bit eye-opening, but anyway, last month I woke up determined to have one of those days. You know the ones, new day, new me, yes, new energy, make a to-do list of like the length of friggin' novel, and I even bloody lit a candle, had to blow off some of the dust, because apparently productivity smells like teen spirit. I don't know why I just said that. I don't know what it smells like, vanilla? To be fair, I didn't really like the candle that much. But yeah, anyway, I started having a reorganization of my filing system. Fun, but it was getting too much. Entitled 1, Entitled 1AX. I had to do it. So I started by organizing this, and it somehow turned into redesigning my folder icons, which turns into me basically going overboard. I feel like a lot of the time I can either be all or nothing. Or I'm just going online and being like, AI tools, how to do this, how to take it next level. I can't just improve it. Basically, what happens because of this is I've either half completed it, so I've gotten to a level and I'm just like, oh God, no, I can't carry on. This is so big. This is way too big. You set yourself such a big task and I'm now completely overwhelmed. Gonna give up. Or if there's some miracle that you've managed to just like crack through and get this all organized and stuff, and you realize that was only like a small thing on my list and it's taken me a long time. It looks pretty, but also I've kind of missed a lot of my to-dos out. Anxiety just steps in and just freaks you out. And it's like, oh, prioritize the wrong thing there. Oh no, what about this and this and this? Oh, you didn't manage to do it. Oh, scary, scary. Thanks, babe. And you know, that's like the ADHD anxiety paradox right there. You basically get caught in making things look together. You don't actually really ever feel together. Imagine this, me sitting at my laptop, sort of like what I'm doing now. Playlist on, rocking the whole productive girl energy. I open Trello, Notion, one of the above. Got a new template. You've got your tabs, got your quotes, got your widgets, and it's all happening. Like, I'm full CEO mode. Yeah, I am CEOing the shit out of productivity right now. Cut to an hour later and I'm still choosing like a font. It needs to be perfection, okay? Pretty. I need to make things look pretty, even though I am probably prioritizing the wrong thing. But anyway, anxiety is whispering to me, should you be really spending that much time on this? And she's shouting, but like, yes, the aesthetic has to be good. It has to be pretty. I've come this far. And then I start questioning what I'm doing. And yeah, it's you sit there just watching my own internal board meeting like, cool. So we're doing nothing again. Love that for me. And don't even get me started on hyperfocus, the other side of the chaos coin, so to speak, where my brain does decide to work. But suddenly I've built a new filing system, like redesigned my website, cleaned and solved three emotional crises. But then that crash hits hard because you've gone from like superhuman to super tired. And of course, anxiety's there again, arms crossed, being all like sassy. Well, you could have been this productive all the time if you actually tried. Oh, yeah, cheers for that, babe. So supportive. And that's the worst bit, right? Because productivity becomes tied to self-worth. And we start believing we're only valid when we're doing stuff, right? So on the days where we're tired, we're foggy, or we just can't be frigged, the guilt kicks in. And it's not even just the guilt. It's full-blown shame. Yes, shame. Everyone is always doing more than me. Spiral. The why can't I just get it together soundtrack of my life. But honestly, you're not lazy. We're just trying to operate. Freaking, oh gosh, Windows 95 on a MacBook. Oh, I'm trying to do some like computer analogy and I don't really know much about computers. But yeah, we're basically trying to operate something on a completely different system, which obviously is not going to work. So what actually does help? Because clearly more planners aren't the answer. I'm an innate hoarder, right? My place is not like in a documentary or anything, but I resonate a lot with hoarders in the fact that I find it hard to like throw stuff out in case I need it. Why do you think I've got so many wires? And that's kind of the same with planners. So I buy this planner, right, in the first two pages. And even though I don't use it, I don't want to throw it away because it's a waste. Like Muggins here has literally got like so many planners that I've kind of written in a bit and then been like, well, no, it's not working for me. They're not the answer, clearly. So you know what really gets me through? The way I can do five massive things in a day. Answer emails, do the washing, show up to work half alive, and it still feels like I've done absolutely nothing. Like my brain has this invisible scoreboard and none of the points count unless it was something super dramatic or career changing. And then I'll spend 20 minutes rewriting one email and suddenly I'm like, wow, look at me go, CEO behavior. But that's the thing about ADHD and anxiety. You forget to see your own effort because you're too busy scanning for what's missing. Did the dishes? Oh, that doesn't count. Everyone can do that. You showered? That's not impressive. You missed a deadline once and boom, your brain is sending out shame memos in triplicate. And you know what the wild part is? That constant chase to catch up is just your nervous system trying to find safety. Because if you are productive, then maybe, just maybe, you're worthy. But if you're busy, then maybe no one will notice how messy your inbox is, or your mind, or the amount of tabs that are open on your computer. Who knows? But that's not balance. That's literally burnout with a little bit of branding. And here's what's working for me. Let's get to it. So number one, it's called the three thing rule. Try saying that 10 times in a row. Yeah, my gosh, all right. So basically what I mean by that is focus on only three meaningful things each day or each period of focus and don't try and do like all of them. So basic needs like eating count. It's such a simple grounding thing. And you know what? It's actually pretty practical. And honestly, this one has been game changing because when everything feels urgent, your brain goes into the full tab explosion mode, like 49 open tabs and zero completion. The three thing rule forces me to choose what actually matters today, not what my anxiety says should matter, not what some planner says I'm already behind on, but what my real human self can actually handle. And if one of those three things is just eat breakfast before two or text a friend back, that still counts. You're building trust with your brain again, showing it that you can follow through without self-destructing. And it's not about shrinking your goals. It's about shrinking the chaos. So you can breathe. Number two, micro momentum. So instead of the whole, I have to finish everything, I ask, what is the tiniest possible version of starting? Open the doc, type one word. That's it. Because starting is often the hardest part, not actually finishing. Micro momentum. It also helps us interrupt perfectionism. You know, the whole I can't start until it's perfect thing, because typing one messy word is always better than staring at a blank page, having a bit of an existential crisis. Number three, redefine rest. So you don't have to earn rest. You need it because you're alive, not just because you've done enough. And you don't wait until your car literally runs out of petrol, not like a drive, but you don't to refuel it, right? Okay, maybe you do, but you shouldn't. Don't do that. Rest isn't the reward, it's the reboot. Your brain literally needs it to function. I don't know, clearing your browser cache before it crashes. And trust me, as someone who never restarts their computer, sometimes she's got to sleep, she's got to turn off, she's got to get those necessary updates that I keep postponing. And what I mean by that, without going too off tangent, letting yourself be actually restful, not doom scrolling, calling it an actual break, real rest, the kind that fills your tank up, going with another car analogy, and just doesn't drain it. And you know what? You don't need to justify it. Rest is part of the process. Number four, body doubling. This one is weirdly powerful. Basically, your work is with or around another person in real life or online, and it somehow tricks your brain into doing the actual thing. If someone else is quietly typing beside you or just existing in your space, suddenly your brain is like, oh, accountability. We are doing this now. It's just about knowing someone else is there, and it removes that floating alone in chaos feeling. Number five, gentle time management. Because honestly, traditional time management does not speak ADHD, right? Telling me to just schedule it is like trying to tell my cat to do anything. She just doesn't want to do it. My brain doesn't get it. So instead, I've started using what I like to call time containers. So I work from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I say, I'll work until my playlist ends, or I'll tidy until the kettle boils. It's flexible, but still has boundaries. It keeps you moving without the pressure of rigid clocks. And time is helped too, but don't make them like really like intense, no aggressive like you failed alarm energy. Just like soft chimes, relaxing chimes, being like, hey babe, maybe you should stop for a bit. Because time awareness doesn't need to be stressful. It actually can be quite supportive. And you know what? None of these are about being a productivity machine. Number six, compassion check-ins. This one's not fancy. It's glue that kind of holds all of the other ones together. Compassion check-in is basically just like pausing once a day, if you can, and asking, hey brain, how are we actually doing? Not in like a judgmental way, not in like a productive tracker way, but how you would talk to your friend. Like, you're right, how are things? Because half the time we bulldoze ourselves with to-do lists and never stop noticing if we're even okay. And honestly, self-awareness without self-kindness, it just kind of turns into a bit of self-bullying. I try and catch these moments when I start spiraling like the, ugh, I feel so behind, everyone's ahead of me soundtrack. And instead I go, all right, maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I just need a little snack. Maybe, you know, a little hug, but not another spreadsheet. And sometimes that 5-second check-in changes the whole day. Because when you leave with compassion, your brain starts to trust you again. And that's when the real progress actually sticks. And you know what? None of these is about becoming a productivity machine. It's just not about becoming one of those. It's about becoming someone who doesn't hate themselves for being tired. You're wired a bit differently, and that is not a bad thing. So if you catch yourself spiraling about being unproductive, take a breath, shut that planner, and maybe just exist for a bit. Because you're allowed to rest, and you're also allowed to be messy, and you're definitely allowed to have a half-finished to-do list and still be proud of yourself. Anxious ADHD humaning is doing enough. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, and I will see you next time.